Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, we are in the week of unity, the unity between the various sects within Islam, between the Sunnis and the Shias. And you know, this is a very important week, because unity in this day and age is something very important, considering that there's a lot of people both within Islam, within the Islamic nation, as well as outside of it, who are kind of encouraging Muslims to, you know, to fight with one another, to engage in conflict with one another, both verbal as well as you know, physical, economic, and in every way possible. And you know, there are ulterior motives behind such encouragement, the encouragement of disunity between Muslims. And so unity is something more important today than it was, you know, even in the past. You know, the unity is something which has been encouraged in both, you know, the Quran. And there's many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the importance of unity. For example, you know, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, He describes the believers as brothers of one another, right? Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. This is a famous verse in the Holy Quran. God says that the believers are like brothers with one another. You know, and you know, God establishes this kind of connection and unity between the believers. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnat was to unite the believers. You know, it is famous that when he migrated, the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, right? He brought along with him some of the believers from Mecca, who later became known as the Muhajirun, the migrants, right? He established the pact of brotherhood, right? Between, you know, the believers from the Muhajirun and the believers from the Ansar, the helpers, the believers in Medina, right? So, you know, this is the Prophet was always, you know, pushing for unity between people. Right, and you know, in you know, one of the most important verses in this regard is the famous verse of, you know, the Holy Quran, which God says that there is no virtue, right, over one person over another except by means of taqwa and piety. Inna akramakum Allah inda Allahi atqakum. Right, people are not more virtuous than one another except by means of piety. In this regard, a famous hadith or tradition has been narrated from the Prophet, where he says, "No sooner do people go astray than they exaggerate in dispute with one another. Dispute and disunity amongst people is a sign of their misguidance and their having gone astray." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity and the gravity of disunity in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala